This is St. Louis Public Radio. Most of us at some point will know someone who is struggling with a life-threatening illness. More than one in three U.S. residents are diagnosed with a form of cancer in their lifetime, and one in nine older adults are living with Alzheimer's disease. But when a close friend or loved one shares that they have a serious health issue, people often don't know what to do or what to say. So St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Bascarin used the Public Insight Network to ask our listeners what helped them get through a difficult time. Here's what they said.
What she had was glioblastoma multiforme. It's an aggressive brain cancer. It's been 3 years and some months since Jan died. Life still has its ups and downs.
I went to see my doctor. He ran a bunch of tests on me. He called me a week later and said, you have early onset vascular dementia.
In 2009, I was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, but I've had 46 rounds of chemotherapy. So it's surgeries and chemotherapy and surgeries and chemotherapy, and you know, just you deal with it as it comes back. My name's Debbie Heffern.
I'm Steve Solniker. I'm 61 years old.
My name is Brian Witherspoon. I have two sons. I was married for about 27 years. We lived together, we worked together. Her office was next to my office.
I've got a great brother, and you know, when I'm with him, he's always, you know, telling a joke or doing something else to kind of keep things light, because he knows this is we're going to be heading into a pretty heavy thing.
My kids were grown at the time, and I understand they spent a lot of time on the phone crying with each other. My husband was a rock. He took care of all the research. I was afraid to do too much research because then I might hear things that were not encouraging.
Because everyone's different and their situation is different, but what was helpful for us was the support of people coming by. My friends and a neighbor organized what I guess you could term a food chain. People were dropping off meals and whatnot, which was helpful, but the support was more important.
A particular coworker bent over backwards to take all my awkward days. In the worst part of it all, they said, come when you can and leave when you have to.
I think sometimes people don't know what to do or what to say. And the best thing that I could say is just do something. Send a card, send a note, make a phone call.
I do get very despondent about the disease. You know, I'm in the early stages, but I don't know how quickly things will move. I would just say listen and be patient with somebody who has this disease. You may get into a point where you're repeating yourself. You have to be aware that after a certain point, you're really not talking to the same person anymore, and the disease is kind of controlling what they're doing and saying.
Not to say, oh yeah, I had a friend whose mom had this, and she lived this long, or she died, or she whatever. That's not what we want to hear. If you're telling somebody the news about this kind of diagnosis, the listener, the receiver, has to realize that it's not about them. The issue is for them to keep listening until you have told them why you're telling them.
Just be kind, to just be there, to let the folks who are going through it know that you're willing to do whatever they think is helpful, whether it's a big thing or a little thing.